Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great program for you this morning. As many of you know, one of the big news stories going right now is the trial. Basically, I'm trying to say this in the correct terms, the trial that stemmed from the death of George Floyd, however you see that. Yesterday, I received a phone call from one of our regular guests who has something she would like to say about this, among other things, which we're going to do this morning, which will be a lot of fun here in hour number one. So let's start the morning off with one of my favorite people, a regular guest on this program. She is the Voodoo High Priestess, the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Reverend Bishop, how are you?
God bless you, Mr. Spears, Mr. Scott. I'm thankful and grateful. How are you folks doing?
Doing very well. I know it's early out there where you are. How's the morning out there?
It's very nice. I think it might be about 70 degrees. It's really nice. Been hot the last 2 days in the time, but, you got air, you got heat, so you thank the higher power for that.
Absolutely.
So no complaints. Want to say hello to all of those out there in radio land, TV land, or wherever we're coming through.
Now, Dr. Bishop, I want to start off, as we always do, before we get to the George Floyd case, and I want you to tell people exactly your best definition for what somebody who is involved in voodoo does. What is a good definition for that?
Well, it gives you discipline, that's one thing, because you have to do things in protocol. And then you learn the good and the bad, then you decide what you want to do or what you want to specialize in, what's best for you, and it also involves a lot of praying. And that's where you actually, I'm driving a car, so I'm praying. I'm sitting in the bathroom, so I'm praying. The higher power you should be watching the road when you're driving. And he doesn't want to talk to you and communicate with you in the bathroom. He would like for you to be like, well, the Muslims are a good example from the East. Before they do their prayers or salats 5 times every day, they make sure they have certain body parts that they wash right there before it happens. And voodoo gave me a lot of discipline. But I feel those Franciscan nuns, Franciscan priests, and Jesuit priests had me disciplined before I went there. So I know what to accept, and it was good for me because I was a Catholic all my life, and I knew the saints, so I know how to set up the altars for them. And so it was just really interesting because I knew nothing about voodoo or Haiti, either one, until about 1982. And that's when I found out about that when I was in Flint, Michigan, and I was interested in my mentor, and he was interested in me, so he had me going back to Haiti studying. So it's a way to discipline yourself, and you can choose. You can choose the bad side or the good side. Sometimes you have to mix. It just depends what people have on them.
Now, Dr. Bishop, yesterday I received a phone call from you. It was about 3 p.m. Eastern time that you had gotten word. Now, before we say what the word was in regard to the George Floyd case, how did this come to you?
I was just sitting here in the living room, and I can't remember what I was watching on TV, and the Spirit said, this is it. I had a prompting. That's what they like to call it, because if you don't, prompting is better than, oh, God told me, Jesus told me. People think you're hearing voices or whatever. But it came and it says you need to get in touch with Mr. Scott there and tell him that you would like to put this on his show, that I would like to let this out before I minister it to other people.
And we appreciate that. Now, this has to do with the George Floyd trial. Now, this is the gentleman who was confronted by police officers and ended up dead at the end of it. And now the police officers are on trial. And that's going on right now. It's a big case in this country. Now, what is the feeling about this at this point?
Well, now I can tell what the Spirit gave me.
Yes.
Okay, Officer Dedrick, who has been on the police force for 20 years, and he's about 44, 45 years old, I call him Knee Man. Like in the Bible, everybody gets a new name when you change over. Like if you're looking at the Proverbs, which is Solomon, they call him the preacher boy. Ezekiel is the son of death. Well, the name that I gave for him, the Spirit gave me, was Knee Man. And this man is going to, even though he's facing three charges, unintentional second-degree murder, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter, which makes four. And these carry like 40, 25, 10 years. Well, this man, he's going to get a, when you're in the electric chair, or what do they call it when they give you, they're going to give him, help me, Mr. Scott, what do you call that when you're in
the lethal injection?
Well, something like that. They're going to give him that. He's going to get the death sentence. That's what I'm trying to say. He's going to get the death sentence, although they only got 40, 25, or 10. And if it isn't administered by when they get through with this court case, and if they don't do that, the people are not going to be satisfied. And if they don't kill him, they're going to take care of him in prison. And it's like he's more like Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh said, you know, he wanted to go. He didn't want to wait for years and years, take him now and let him go. And some people have to go through these things because our America is in trouble. They don't even want police anymore. They don't want anything that is supposed to be tearing down statues, all that kind of stuff like that. That is not the way that you handle this type of thing, but the people are not going to be happy. And to me, really, he would not be able to get a fair trial because they already have paid the people off that supposedly he had killed George Floyd. And they've been paid, I think it's like about $27 million, something like that. And really, he doesn't have a chance. If they did that before to find out if he's guilty or anything, they really just need to let the man go. They really do. And if he was a Catholic, I don't know that he could have fought that case under the Immaculate Conception. That is the Blessed Mother. That feast day is December the 8th. And if he's a Catholic, they have a poster where the Blessed Mother of the Immaculate Conception, she's standing on the wall like a globe, and she's standing on top, and she has a snake under her right foot, and she presses it down to never let it go. And that could have been something that could be a way he could go in to have won that case, but he's not going to be safe, and his family is not going to be safe if these people don't get what they want. And we can go, and this man, George Floyd, he was a criminal. He was at a criminal activity when they came to get him. And if you read, these people need to start reading. They don't know what the laws are nowadays. They have Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. They don't teach that anymore. And over there in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, it tells you that some of these laws God will never change. And they have different things in there that you do, and you get different time. And another thing, some people get, like let's say if he gets murder one or whatever we're having here, he will also well, the man just needs to be, he needs to be let go. But George, you, criminals are not supposed to get notoriety and all that stuff like that. And if he was in a Muslim country, Mr. George Floyd, the one that was supposedly killed by Officer Dedrick, the Muslims would have cut his head off or did a whole lot of other things. You, we just get too much into criminal activity, people, and there's nothing that needs to be done. But this, and now they're finding out that there's a possibility that he was sick, and you should be obedient when you come before the police. And people really start to need to think. They're talking about taking these police off now. People have no respect for the law. In fact, the police is worse than a soldier. The police, they, every day that man or woman goes out their door, their husband or wife don't know if they're going to come back in the military. You might get a 13 months over here and 2 months over there and back and forth, a little different, much more different now, but it's like that. So I do feel that he is going to get the death sentence, and it will be between now and the 3 years. If not, the people will kill him some kind of way and mess with his family, and that's what the Spirit showed me today. And I can tell when something comes from Spirit, and so that's what we need to work on that. And so that's anything else you want to ask about that, that you can question me and I can see if I have an answer. But people really do need to read the, and then my students and people that I counsel, I read from the Living Version Bible, not the New Living Version, not the New International Living Version, but the one that just says Living Version. And whenever someone gives you something from the Bible, you need to ask them what version, because each version, one word can change a sentence, different words. And so they need to read it from their first, the Living Version, then go into whatever version they're reading.
So at this particular point, what the belief is that if this officer is found guilty, that he will get the death penalty, and while he's in prison awaiting this, he possibly could be killed in prison.
Well, he won't live for 3 years, unless, somewhere between now and then. But and then if you notice here, since we had the election in October, a lot of these police officers that had supposedly killed different people, they were all set free. They didn't win. They won. And we had a couple here. One was a highway patrol officer, and the person was on the freeway. And so they're letting them go. But do, can you imagine, Mr. Scott, if we didn't have any police?
It would be a different world, that's for sure. Now, why with this particular case do you think that this police officer would end up murdered in prison?
Because of the fact they actually have him, everything. There's an old saying that says, believe none of what you see, half of what you hear, and remember that the hands are quicker than the eyes. And that's why I was saying if this man had an immaculate conception child that way, he could probably beat that, because he could have been having something, you know, he was having an attack or something like that, or just his mind, because after 20 years on the police force, I mean, two or three, you, it's something else. So this is, this, and the people are not satisfied. They tore the, all the statues down. They even want the ones with the president's head. They want to add one to it that don't go there or tear it down. They've been down there, those nice people and down there in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Those policemen were very nice to me in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the people on the police force in Atlanta, it's all black now and has been when they turned it over. People are just not following the law. And we black people don't even teach the children how to say the Lord's Prayer anymore. when I was coming up, when you got 4 or 5 years old and you could stand up in front of the church and say the Lord's Prayer, people were happy. They don't teach them that anymore. Changing the syrup, lady. This one, me, just changing everything. Now, they could get rid of Dr. Seuss. I would say that because Proverbs has a good how you raise children very well. And so it, you know, it was, they said Trump wasn't going to win, and the Lord definitely, when I had it on there, I had already spoke about, you know, that he was going to win when he was running toward, running with Honorable Hillary. And I just, and the last time when we talked about the president, I think it was about 2 months before election or a month, something like that, and you had asked me, did I feel that Trump was going to win, and Spirit gave me the prompting that if it was the day, no, he would not win. And he didn't change that, and he didn't get all those people on the Democrats, the honorable Democrats. I have nothing against them. Those people believe in spiritual work and having rituals and stuff so they can obtain the things that they need. And that was what President Trump didn't do that. He had, well, nothing is wrong with Billy Graham's son or whatever like that, but those people and those physicians, they don't know anything about spiritual work. And sometimes you need a lot of spiritual help, and I think it was about maybe 2 or 3 weeks before President Trump was getting ready to not be elected. Those people were telling him, there was a black lady came up by the plane. I don't know how she got there. She got his attention, and he said, you know, you may be right. He didn't pay that any attention. He had more, he had too much confidence, the same as our Honorable Father George Bush, the older one, how he didn't, he ran on family values. He didn't believe that the people didn't have family, that he thought that everybody had family values, and he found out too late. But we need to stop glorifying and these people, because you, well, like I said, if he had been in one of those Middle Eastern countries, Mr. Floyd, they would have thought they'll kill him, and his people can send all kind of money. One thing I respect about those people over there, when they tell you they're going to do something, they're going to do it. You can give them all the money, and what they done told you they're going to chop your head off, they're going to chop it off. And that's, we need to get strict here in America again, and I'm not, I just don't like, this man was drunk, this man was passing counterfeit money, and our children today have no way of knowing about God and things like that, Scott.
It's very interesting. Why do you think this particular incident with George Floyd brought out such rage in communities to where people went and protested and were in the streets, and now this trial is being watched very closely by everybody in this country?
The biggest thing there that got everybody's attention, mama, he was calling on his mama, and black people think a whole lot of their mama. They believe the commandment, the fourth commandment in the Catholic Church says, honor thy father, thy mother, and the law, and all that's not sinful. Now, black people in black churches, they didn't learn that. They learned, honor your mother, father, no matter what, and your days will be long upon this earth. But that one word, mama, when he started doing that, and a lot of these people are crying, and you can't commit crime to get free. Now, I do believe in that one down there in Florida. Let me think of his name right now. The young boy that was coming out of the store eating Skittles. Trayvon Martin. Now, I think his parents should have been awarded something, because he wasn't doing it. He wasn't doing anything illegal. He didn't steal his Skittles. he didn't do that. But that's the main reason. And all these people got to see this. They've never seen that. And one thing about the Bible, it tells you if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. And this is the same way. If the policeman, if he's living by the sword, that's the way he's going to die. Because we have a lot of police that are not good, but most of them are pretty good men and women, which I don't believe in women police unless they're as nature. That's what they used to call them back in the day, the women that took care of the women prison and the women in there. I don't like the way they have this today, that the men bring sanitary pads to you and all that kind of stuff when you're in the jail or the prison, because a woman should be able to do that. And women are not, women are out of place in the world today, because 1 Corinthians chapter 11 tells a woman exactly what she's supposed to do, and he and the man is supposed to tell her what to do. And there it tells you the woman answers to her husband answers to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ answers to God. And a lot of women, and with this epidemic that we've had over this last year, this has just been, this is too hard for a man, let alone a woman. And this, and the other, 1 Timothy, the second chapter, tells you what a woman is supposed to do. And also, the book of Titus tells you what men and women are out of place. The children are running wild here in America because the mother is not in the home. And they have jobs that should be given to men because men are supposed to make more money. It tells you over in the book of The Rock, which is Ecclesiasticus, I-C-U-S at the end, not Ecclesiastes, that's in the Catholic Bible. They have seven more books. And it tells you what women should do and should not do. And now you ask me what else you need to know, or if I didn't answer you well, just let me know and I'll tell you some more.
No, 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 it's very well. Dr. Bishop, one thing I wanted to move on to here was COVID-19, because the pandemic continues to be in this country, and there is a lot of question as we head into the summer, spring and summer here in the Midwest, of will we continue to wear these masks? Will people get vaccinated at a high rate? Will things go back to normal? Is there any feeling on that at this point?
Well, sir, things are never going to be back to normal like we had it. Everything is really going back to the old way, which the people call it the New World Order, but it's the old way. And in the old way, the country had respect for each other. Everybody was respecting. And the COVID-19, they don't know what it is. And they're telling, oh, you take this. They don't have any experiment, but they're experimenting now because they don't have no what this is going to do. Or do you really know what's being shot in your arm? And on this one, I feel like Minister Louis Farrakhan, he told the people, he came out, he was very sick that day, and he was wobbling, and he had on a white robe, and the men were kind of holding him up and told those people, don't get that shot. Now, that COVID is just like lithium. Lithium came out in 1978. They had a small paragraph about it. And the people that they put in experiment, the year later, they had about 10 pages. Now they got a whole, just about a whole PDR book on lithium. They don't know what this stuff is going to do. And myself, if I get sick with this disease, I want them to give me 7 days of the original penicillin. And then if that don't work in 7 days, I may take something else. Because I wasn't allergic to penicillin. It was a whole lot of people that were never allergic to penicillin. And, oh, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to make you. And this Johnson & Johnson, if it took them all these years, what happened with the baby powder, would you really take a drug like that? And then we're taking medicine from our enemies. They were working on that a few years ago. They don't even want you to throw it down the toilet anymore. And I said, you know, I bet you one day all that medicine they want you to bring, they're going to give it to people. And do you know they actually started last year or the year before giving people that old medicine that other people had? So I'm not in agreement. But I think everybody, they take their shot, they do. But I am in agreement with, is it 16 feet?
And
putting a mask on and keeping your hands off of people. Now people just come up touching you, and I even have people now that with the coat. We're supposed to be 16 feet. Is that right? 16 feet?
I know at one point it was 6 feet. It may have gotten bigger.
6 feet. Yeah, 6 feet. I'm sorry. That's what it was. That's why Lord had you to correct me. But 6 feet. They need to, and shaking everybody's hand. You just don't do that. And I have people that come up just touching people, like Spanish people, not the honorable Spanish people. They have Santeria. They even have more worship than Santa Maria and Voodoo. I can't think of the name of that one now. And people don't need to be putting their hands on people. And when I was out there active, people wasn't touching me back in the 80s and 90s. People were scared to death of Voodoo. And people can just put anything on when they touch you. They eat now. The people at the disagreement that they had when Honorable Biden was being inaugurated, they were spraying bear spray on people. They don't eat all kind of stuff, and it people need to stop touching one another. And the Bible teaches you touch no man suddenly. And I have time to talk to everybody. I just don't want to touch nobody. And I don't need to hug. And I don't need all of that. So they need to, if they don't do nothing else, they need to keep a mask. Did you know that much droplets were coming out of your mouth before you put the mask on? You didn't even realize all that kind of stuff was coming out. And how it's going to end up, the people, they don't believe. But whatever happens, I'll tell you one thing. I've never seen everybody so organized for the first 2 or 3 weeks when this came out, when you couldn't touch, you had to wear a mask and all that kind of stuff like that. And people were, without a gun. They didn't have a gun. They didn't have anything. And people were being obedient. They weren't going up and down the streets and highways like the German Autobahn, which is a freeway over there that has no limit on how fast you could go. But no, the best thing is to make sure you keep your mask on, and you don't need people to touch you.
Dr. Bishop,
and this is something they were talking about. Her name is I guess she's the black lady over the black carcass. She talks a lot. I can't think of her name right now. She was telling people, just touch them. Make them feel uncomfortable. Do all you can and all of that. And that was no different than what Honorable Trump was saying. And the reason he didn't get back in is because he didn't do it as strong as he did with that old song, what it took to get her, you better keep on doing that.
Now, Dr. Bishop, there are a lot of people out there who feel that people should not wear the mask, that you cannot catch it that way. What's your feeling on those people?
Well, everybody has a free will as long as they don't get in anybody else's face. If you don't have it on and that, I'm going to have mine on, okay? And if you don't want to put it on, that's your business. No more than just seeing all those droplets that come out of your mouth, and we never knew that till we started wearing a mask. And before it's over with, we are going to look just like those women that wear those long black robes, and they have their face covered up over in the Muslim countries.
Now, Dr. Bishop, when we talked last time about any information you had in regard to me. Now, is there anything new since last we spoke in regard to myself?
Yes, I do have something for you, Mr. Scott. I kind of worked on that. You need to be balanced. your chakras. I don't know if you've have you ever had a chakra treatment, all your different chakras?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I haven't.
Chakras. Well, you need to look that up, and there was a Reverend Hannah Clover. Now, she wasn't out of Lilydale in New York. She was from somewhere in Germany. She was well known here, and she's right there in Boulder, Colorado, right outside of Denver, right in there. And she's taught at a lot of universities, and in the winter time, from September until May, she goes all over the country and the world giving seminars. She's passed now. She's been dead. I've been here in Phoenix now. It'll, God willing, be 21 years if I get to see July. And she taught me the pendulum, but she has one of the best chakra people I have ever met, and that was her number one student, David Slaughter. And if you can't find somebody, he would be good, and then you have to be very careful when somebody goes into your third eye chakra. I wouldn't let anybody mess me with me up there, but Mr. David Slater was very good, and he's somewhere there in Boulder. And she also now, in the summertime from June on through August, she would have people at her farm up there in Boulder, or whatever you want to call it, her place, and she would teach people live that would come there, and they get those type of treatment. And you cause your own strife. Something you're working with will be delayed. Use your intuitive powers more to guide you. Like that you come to this part like that, or you need someone to lean on. You need someone to lean on. And then I thought, maybe these people are like, let me try. You don't need nobody but God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost to lean on, believe me. And you need to become more independent and trust your own feelings. Clear the air if someone is bothering you. Let them know right then and there. Now, over this next 7 years, what you wish, the wish card came for you, it's going to go your way, and God's hand of change and money are on you over this next seven-year season. The Lord works with us in seasons. You usually have seven good seasons and then seven not-so-good seasons. So during that good season, you should buy everything you need, extra shoes, whatever you need, to when you, if you get broke or get, you get out where you don't have the money that you need, and then you can wear that and always keep you some money to keep your hair trimmed and your nails done and some good shoes. People don't know if you have a dime. And when the Lord gives you seven good years, he wants you to only work 6 years, and you will get enough in that 6 year to carry you over for that 1 year rest, which is the seventh year. And that's the way they do the land, too. That's why we don't have the proper foods and things, because they don't let that land rest. And these are things you find out in Deuteronomy, Exodus, and Leviticus. And like I said, the Lord said in those chapters, it says some of these laws will never change. Like, these people don't know the law. They don't know why the kids, how can the policeman tell me don't walk in the middle of the street? Because they haven't been taught these things, and they don't teach the Old Testament much anymore. And right now, you are restricted. And if you don't, and you have a heavy heart, if you don't have it, you're going to have it in a few weeks by a heavy heart. I don't mean no heart attack or anything like that, but something is hurting you in your heart, and you need to protect yourself and watch your assets. You have many skills, and people know this. Your talents you have, and you will be exercising over this next 7 years, all these different talents that you're going to put together. And sometimes you have to let people go, Scott, and that's the way Diana Ross, I'm bringing her experience. She was with the Supremes. You may not be old enough to remember. And they were singing and stuff, and then they came, whoever that was, to pull her away from those people, and she had to let them go. And people are like leaves on a tree. Some of them stay there all the time. Some stay a year, 2 or 3 weeks. You have fear and faith in your mind. And one is going to overpower the other. You can't have fear and faith in the same mind. And they have a tea called Red Zinger. And when Red Zinger, when they had that first box, when they first started making that over here in America, that box had a big treacherous mountain. And that mountain is the one across from Fort Carson, Colorado, there in Colorado Springs. That's where NORAD was. Nobody knows where NORAD is now. And there's one road, a one-lane road, all the way up to the top of that mountain. And this Red Zinger tea had it, and one car took off from the bottom as fast as could going to the top, and the other one at the top was coming as fast as it could. And they came into one because there's no other road. And that will help you. Anything I tell you about drinking or eating, that's if it agrees with your doctor and your system. And so you need to work. There's some things you need to shake some people loose. You may not like it, but you must let some of them go. And that's what Diana Ross, they got angry at her because she had to let those girls go. And that one girl over there died, and she didn't have money to bury herself. And they got Barbara Walters interviewed Miss Diana Ross on that. And she said, well, how could you, the same week that this girl died, that you wouldn't help her with her to get a casket and all that, and you brought your mother $10,000 worth of roses? So, and you need a great spiritual awakening, and that's what you're going to go through. And everybody is not a friend, Mr. Scott, and I have some other things, but that's all I put down for you. And God's hand of change and money is on you for the next 7-year season.
So basically what I need to do, because the next 7 years look good for me, is dust off some people who are in my life right now.
Well, if you want to call it dust off, yes, that's a good word for it. You just look and see what you need to do. And everybody is not a friend. And like that, if you don't know anything about the Book of Sirach, which is Ecclesiastes concept at the end, it's ICUS, the one that everybody has in the regular Bible. They have Ecclesiastes. You have to get the Catholic version to get. They pick 7 more versions, and we have the Lost Book of the Bible. We have the Lost Books of the Bible and the Books of Eden and stuff like that. But you need to read that, because that book, even though they say that Solomon was the wisest man God ever created, well, if you go over to 1 and 2 Samuel, I don't think that would be so, because he lost his soul to the women. And a wise person wouldn't lose their soul. And his father David wrote the Psalms, and over in Psalm 51, the prophet Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, came to King David, and when he seen him, he fell down on the ground because God was not pleased with him. But he asked for forgiveness, and to me, his father is more wise than was Solomon. And Solomon, if you read some parts of that in Ecclesiastes that he wrote, he goes up and down, up and down. And if you give that to somebody to read when they're in the midst of trying to do suicide, that can make you do suicide, because he's up and down, up and down. But the reason I've mentioned, let me see which one was that. Thank you. Well, anyway, you're getting ready to go into a spiritual awakening. And when you get that taken care of, all your business, then you will be okay. Sometimes you have to let go, even if it's family, whatever. Sometimes you have to let go.
So you have to let go. Now, when it comes to the people that you have to let go, how do you know which ones to keep and which ones to let go?
Well, that's why you pray. And you pray and ask the higher power, God, whatever you want to refer the name to, and you need to do that. That would be that would be better for you to do it than other people, and you know which people love you and care for you and which ones to give you trouble.
Well, that is true. You know, you always know in the back of your mind who are the difficult people in your life, and I even think that those people who are difficult know that they're difficult.
If they know they're difficult, then they need to go. They definitely need to go if you know and they know. And I'll tell you, it's very hard when you're going forward not to reach out to bring, you know, to bring those same people that cause you trouble. And when I took my ministry, I let the family go. I don't have anything to do with anybody in my family because they don't believe what I believe. And as far as I'm concerned, they're just not. That was everybody, even down to my son, my grandchildren. Got some beautiful little grandchildren, Scott, and the one little baby they brought it over here because I hadn't seen her. And he just sat on my chest, and he's so cute. He is just cute. And his father keeps him in those sports clothes and stuff. You know, all of them wear number 11 or whatever it is. And my son died here, and I think it was September. And I hadn't talked to that boy in years, and I came to my front door and came in, and I got a prompting, call your son. I said, Lord, I'm not going to call that. I don't have the people's number. I don't throw their number away. And I have a shotgun place where I live here. But I go straight down from the front door to the hallway, got down to the bathroom, say, call your son. I said, Lord, I'm not going to call that. So I don't have that number. And that boy don't like you to tell. I said, my brother has the number. But I said, he don't want nobody to know his business before you get it to him. We'll kept on down the runway of the shotgun house out by the television. Oh, yeah, the Lord had to tell me 3 times, and then I got my brother's number, and I called his number, and he said, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'm writing it because I wanted to say he came 15 minutes. He was here, and he lived way, I know he was out here somewhere, I guess, because he lived way on the other side of town. He lives on the south, and I live on the north. And he gave me his number. We talked a few minutes, and then I called my son. And he said, Mother, I'll be there in 2 hours. And everybody told, they thought he was taking that success. Just a minute, my phone fell. Just a moment.
That's okay. We're chatting with the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, 57 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio, and we're listening to a very interesting episode from the Reverend's life regarding her son.
And they thought he was going to dialysis for 3 months, and you know he didn't go. He was going all over town telling everybody by that he was dying. And he didn't tell him he was dying, and he got to see the priest and everything. And the reason I met, and this, he died 2 minutes before the first Trump, Honorable Trump and Honorable Biden, just before their debate. And the reason I mentioned that, because he was born on April the 9th, and that day when he was born, I was in the labor department having him there in Colorado Springs at Memorial Hospital, and that was the day they had Martin Luther King's funeral, and I was in labor watching that on the TV at the hospital. So, and I asked the Lord, I've mentioned this because I asked it when he was young, when time he came, I said, Lord, I didn't know what to ask God for, and I said, Lord, well, what I would like is that you make sure that I don't lose my soul and my son don't lose his. and he got to see me for 3 days, and within 2 weeks, within the 10 days, he was dead.
Mm.
And so, go on.
No, wait, it's an amazing story.
So anyway, that worked that out, and that's how the kids got, he brought them all over, and I had just got on Facebook. Maybe I'd been on there about 6 months. I didn't know how to use it anyway. And after he died, he had all the things there on the Facebook for me. Mm. He had the picture of which kid was his and what woman he cared more about. Because we didn't talk, but I could always talk to Joseph. And that was his name, my son. And y'all never heard me talk about my family and stuff like that. And also, my second cousin was Walter Payton, the one that died that played that ball.
Yeah, football?
Yes, Walter Payton, and they're all out of Mississippi there in Shiloh and Columbia, Mississippi, because that's where my mother was from.
Mm. Well, Reverend Bishop, I can't believe the time has flown by. We'll definitely have you back very soon again. We're going to do a lot of interesting stuff, big things coming up in the future, but it's a pleasure to chat with you as always, and I hope you have a tremendous day. Thank you for coming on this morning.
And give them my number and address if you can, please, and maybe we'll get to talk about the Mormons one day.
Absolutely.
Okay, and thank you for letting me on. I really appreciate that. And I hope it was satisfactory to you.
It was. You stay well, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless you. Thank you. And God bless all of you out there in radio and TV or where you are listening. Thank you.
The Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Very interesting, to say the very least. We're going to break back in 15 minutes.
Called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time,